Where and in what order did the major religions of the world this time in eternity emerge? We owe the separation of time and history, like BC and AD, to the Hindu religion. A major branch of the Vedas identified as the Puranas delineated the unique science of time and record of history.
The Puranas is a group of 18 sacred Sanskrit poems comprised chiefly of mythical and historical legends concerning the creation of the universe, the gods, and the era of the lawgivers and patriarchs, in direct tradition with earlier Vedic literature and law books.
The origin of the linear concept of time, as opposed to the Vedic concept of time, which is cyclical, is attributed in history to the Judaism religion. However, it was a religion in India that had established the concept of time long before Judaism became a player in the world religions. Even when considering the fact that Judaism distinguishes itself from Hinduism by claiming a linear concept of time rather than the cyclical proclaimed by Hinduism, Judaism indeed has its roots in Hinduism's concepts as well. Evidence of this are the preserved scriptures in the regular Bibles, like first, Genesis 1, one account of creation, and Genesis 2, another account of creation. Second, Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9, what has been will be again. There is nothing new under the sun, or what has been is what will be, and what has been done is what will be done. There is nothing new under the sun. Third, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 15, whatever is has already been, and what will be has been before, and God will call the past to account, or that which is already has been, that which is to be already is, and God seeks out what has gone by. In spite of having come into existence first this time in eternity, neither Hinduism nor Judaism is the largest religion nowadays. As of the year 2025, Christianity is the largest religion in the world. Christians claim their leader was resurrected from death, and this fact makes this religion unique. It began in Palestine with roots in Judaism in the first century AD. As far as which community of believers is growing most rapidly, this honor belongs to the Muslims. The Muslims are the believers of Islam. This religion began in Arabia with roots in Judaism in the 7th century AD. It is estimated that Islam will become the largest religion in the world sometime after the first half of the 21st century. Other religions might overcome the growing rate of Christianity through time. But if the claims of Christianity are true, no one would be able to prevent the imminent return of the Lord Jesus back to earth at the appointed time by the Father who is in heaven, as described in Christian literature. According to the major goal of Christianity, everyone would eventually have the necessary resources available to believe in the Almighty God and His message to humanity, and then no one would have an excuse for not believing that Jesus is coming back to earth.